immaculate. How long ago was it that I saw Tom get married? Then I did not identify as gay, though understood I could not express contempt for the bride in the same way as the others. Tom really loved me, but somehow the ferocity in my gut, the dark turn my blood took, was different. Chaotic harmony in conversation, grace in our brimming banter. I would dream of Tom coming to me in the tub, swathing my wrists and feet in yards of snowy bandages. His sister Michelle wore a lethal red dress, scalding the air like poppies to the reception. Family stream auguring flagrant, blinding intimacy. Even I, the pathetic queer boy, who had yet to nurse another cock, could tell how exquisite she was, far beyond my grasp or caress of any man. You can tear away every tatter until there is nothing but your raw, ridiculous flesh. You can scour your conscience till she knows every shameful crime that blackens you like ash. You can murmur prayers in her miraculous crux, worship her nipples so delicately the chills will bring her closer to the grave. We reach and we reach, aching to swim in that lunar placenta, drench our gorilla hide in the milky song of undiluted mercy. She will never tell you that uncomplicated smile is stifling disappointment, that we are grubby, thick-headed altar boys sloshing fluids at the communion of the Most High, immaculate.